What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. I am super excited about this topic. It is way long overdue. A lot of people need to hear this right now to get them to the next level in whatever it is that God has you doing. And one thing is this, a lot of people get discouraged in where they are now. And one of the biggest things that I want to tell you is you can't get discouraged in where you are now. You have to look at where you are now as like a blueprint, like as of groundwork. Like, okay, this is where I am now. These are my grounds. And when you're able to identify exactly where you are, then you can calculate where you want to be, because there is a reality that where you are now is not where you want to be. So once you have actually sat down and developed a blueprint of where you are now, meaning this very second, you have to take that time out, and only then is where you're going to be able to go to the next level, because you cannot go to the next level if you do not know exactly where you are now. It is very important. It is very imperative that you take this time out. So what does that look like, right? That actually looks like you saying today is whatever today's date is. You put it down Monday through Saturday, Friday, Sunday, whatever the day is. And you actually say, what am I doing every single day? Okay. Because where you are now is what you're doing every single day. Because you may say, oh, I have this accolade, I have that accolade. Let me tell you something and let me be clear. What you did does not matter. I don't care if you wrote a book before. When I say groundwork, where I say where you are now, I actually literally mean where you are now. Because that's the only thing that matters. What you did does not matter. Okay? And a lot of times, people try to hold on to the idea of their past, right? So like if you actually work with a very important, high profound artist, right? Before, you know what I mean? Or you stepped stage on somebody before, or you work with a celebrity before, and you was mentioned in the book before in the past. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, I don't really care about what you did. I care about where you are now. And if you are not in a specific place right now that to you is your best self, then what you need to do is create a new direction, or just a clear goal of where you want to be, like a clear trajectory, because that is what is important. Now, please listen to what I am saying. Don't get me wrong. I am not trying to come against everything that you did. I am just trying to open your eyes to a bigger view that people are like, what you did doesn't matter. It's all about your path, where you're going, why you should clear a clearer path and where you're going in your life, because that is what is important. A lot of times and too often, we try to hold on to our past, and that is the problem. And if you agree with me, then it's just like, you're aware, you know what I mean? Like, and if you don't agree, I think that you do have some underlining criticism issues that you're just dealing with personally. And it's okay, right? Because there's always room for growth. I don't care what situation you're in now. There's always room for growth. There's always room to level up no matter what. So it's a good thing. The fact that you're listening to this now is a good thing, period. So I just want to let people know that it's seeing what you do every single day and changing that, because only you know what you do every day. I can't talk to you and say, and you say, hey, Naima, you know, fix my life, right? Like, hypothetically speaking, Naima, fix my life. And I can't look at your Instagram or and tell you, oh, no, that means nothing. It's the past. I don't care what you, I don't care. None of that matters. Where are you now? Because something in you now says that you want to be better. Something in you now says that this now is not where I want to be. And I also want to encourage people to know that where you are now is okay. If you don't hear anything that I say, know that where you are now is okay. And that I love you now more than I ever loved you any other time, or will ever love you. I love you more now than I have ever loved you in the past, and more than I'll ever love you in the future. And I'll die by saying that. Because there is such a time as now. Like now. Oh, no. Not that now that I was talking about 5 seconds ago. This now. This moment here. This moment here is so precious. This moment now is so precious. That's why it is very important to build a blueprint of where you are now. Your 7-day week regimen. What does Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday again look like? Because there is a trajectory that is happening in this, like, there is a blueprint in and of itself happening in these 7 days that is huge and plays a humongous role in your future, period. These 7 days are like, I actually feel like I'm blowing somebody's mind right now, because you see what I'm saying? Like, 7 days come so fast. It's Sunday. Like, it is Sunday. Thank God it's Sunday. But y'all, it's Sunday right now. Like, Monica, it was just Sunday. Like, I can't even believe it. But the thing is, we have to believe it. It is so crucial. It is so crucial that we believe that there is a power in now. Right now. And I love you now more than I ever loved you 5 minutes ago, and more than I ever love you in the future. And guess what? It doesn't even matter how much I loved you in the past, or it doesn't even matter what the future. I can't even think about the future. The only thing that I can think about is right now. And that is a message that I just really, really want people to understand, that your 7 days, what does your 7 days really, really look like? Like, how can we tackle that? How can we just analyze what we do on a 7-day basis, and what do we need to do? How can we daily change that? You can make daily changes. You can make 20-minute changes and actually see a better future. And there's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that you want that you cannot have. There's nothing that you want that you cannot have. There's no reason that you can't have a happier next hour. Like, regardless of how you feel right now, there's no reason that in an hour, your life can't be lit. Like, literally in the next hour, you can have, like, such a freaking lit life. Like, just being honest. And all it does is take a thought and an idea to create that thing, and realizing now that in this moment, you can actually make that happen. You know what I mean? You can actually make that happen. So I'm lit. Like, I'm super excited for you guys to even just sit down, write down what your 7-day looks like, and how can you change these moments, these little moments, to be better every single day. And it's just changing these moments, whether it's listening to more podcasts, whether it's, you know, subscribing and telling all your friends and sharing this and just doing, you know, just what we do. Like, it's all about, how can you be better? And it's about listening to motivation and taking yourself to that next level and seeing and just making time for motivation. You have to make time for motivation. You have to make time to uplift yourself. I don't care what that looks like. I don't care if that is reading the Bible, listening to podcasts, listening to inspirational music. You know what I mean? Like, get the bag the right way. Like, get the bag with a dope soul. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't gotta be out here conniving people and stuff like that. Like, a lot of people be out here faking. These people out here, fake Instagram followers, fake likes, fake streams, fake views, fake plays. Like, it's enough fakeness going on. And let me tell you something, what happens when you fake it till you make it. Let me tell you what happens in the process of faking it. Like, in the process of faking it, there is a part of you that is, there's a part of you that is just, it doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? There's a part that's just like, it's purposeless to fake it until you make it. To me, it just really is, because it's just like, it'll never be authentic. Period. It will never be authentic. Like, you can never get my vote. And I mean, who cares, like, whether you get my vote or not? But to me, it's just not authentic. And that's just me. I've always been one of the people who I'm just outspoken and I don't care. And I'm not going to actually put specific names under the bus. I don't do that. But just in my mind, I'm just like, you know what I mean? But I'm super excited. I'm super lit. That's just really what I wanted to put. That's just really the message that I wanted to put out today, is just that whatever you want to be, whatever you want to do, like, literally set the blueprint, set the standard for yourself, set the standard for your life, and figure out how are you going to make tomorrow better. You know what I mean? So I love you guys, and I will see you tomorrow.